Democrats and Republicans, liberals and conservatives all agree, we've got to cut large chunks of government spending over the next decade, or else we've got to start learning how to speak Greek. The Congressional Budget Office projects that if we keep spending the way we have been, federal debt held by the public will grow from around 60% of GDP to a whopping 82%. Conservative Republicans are happy to talk about cutting spending on the poor, on education, and even on cowboy poetry readings. But they insist that spending on defense not only not be trimmed, but that it be increased. Here are three reasons conservatives and all other red-blooded Americans should cut defense spending now. Didn't we just win or at least end the war in Iraq? And aren't we winding down in Afghanistan? After World War II, Vietnam, and the end of the Cold War, military spending got cut, as it should. More to the point, spending on the military and homeland security has grown by 90% in inflation-adjusted dollars since 2000. If al-Qaeda and most international terrorist groups have been largely vanquished, we should not just be bringing the troops home, but the dollars, too. Unless, that is, conservatives want to seriously argue that nearly doubling outlays for the past decade haven't yielded results that would allow us to dial down defense spending. The United States already accounts for about 45% of the planet's military outlays, more than the next 14 countries combined. It's a conservative truism that government programs, even ones that are sanctioned by the Constitution, tend to be bloated, inefficient, and incompetent. Surely that logic applies to the Pentagon and the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, after spending $56 billion in security measures, flying is no safer now than it was before the 9/11 attacks. It was a Republican president, the war hero Dwight Eisenhower, who sounded the alarm about the military-industrial complex's insidious ability to grow and grow like a cancer on the American body politic. Americans are rightly tired not just of dubious, inconclusive wars that have led to the death of thousands of Americans and hundreds of thousands of others. They're also tired of out-of-control spending by a Washington elite that is totally out of touch with everyday Americans. If conservatives want to push forward on reducing spending on Medicaid and other domestic programs, they should show that they take their own limited government philosophy seriously by pushing for defense cuts between now and the 2012 elections. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.